As when, after a deep contemplation of the divine perfections, appearing in all his works of wonder, it addresses itself unto him in the profoundest adoration of his majesty and glory. For when, after sad reflections on this vileness and miscarriages, it prostrates itself before him with the greatest confusion and sorrow, not daring to lift up its eyes or utter one word in his presence, or when, having well considered the beauty of holiness and the unspeakable felicity of those that are truly good, it panteth after God and sends up such vigorous and ardent desires as no words can sufficiently express, continuing and repeating each of these acts as long as it finds itself upheld by the force and impulse of the previous meditation. This mental prayer is of all others the most effectual and to purify the soul and dispose it unto a holy and religious temper, and may be termed the great secret of devotion, and one of the most powerful instruments of the divine life. And it may be the apostle hath a peculiar respect unto it when he says that the Spirit helps our infirmities, making intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered, or as the original may bear, that cannot be worded. Yet I do not so recommend this sort of prayer as to supersede the use of the other, for we have so many several things to pray for, and every petition of this nature requires so much time, and so great an attention of spirit, that it were not easy therein to overtake them all, to say nothing that the deep sighs and heavings of the heart, which are wont to accompany it, are something oppressive to nature, and make it hard to continue long in them. But certainly a few of these inward aspirations will do more than a great many fluent and melting expressions. Thus, my dear friend, I have briefly proposed the method which I judge proper for molding the soul into a holy frame, and the same means which serve to beget this divine temper must still be practiced for strengthening and advancing it, and therefore I shall recommend but one more for that purpose, and it is the frequent and conscientious use of the Holy Sacrament, which is peculiarly appointed to nourish and increase spiritual life. When once it is begun in the soul, all the instruments of religion do meet together in this ordinance, and while we address ourselves unto it, we are put to practice all the rules which were mentioned before. Then it is that we make the severest survey of our actions and lay the strictest obligations on ourselves. Then are our minds raised up to the highest contempt of the world, and every grace doth exercise itself with the greatest activity and vigor. All the subjects of contemplation do there present themselves unto us with the greatest advantage. And then, if ever, doth the soul make its most powerful sallies toward heaven, and assault it with a holy and acceptable force. And certainly the neglect and careless performance of its duty is one of the chief causes that bedwarfs our religion and makes us continue of so low a size. But it is time I should put a close to this letter, which is grown to a far greater bulk than at first intended. If these poor papers can do you the smallest service, I shall think myself very happy in this undertaking. At least I am hopeful you will kindly accept the sincere endeavors of a person who would fain acquit himself of some part of that which he owes you. A prayer. And now, O most gracious God, Father and fountain of mercy and goodness, who has blessed us with the knowledge of our happiness and the way that leads unto it, excite in our souls such ardent desires after the one, as may put us forth to the diligent prosecution of the other. Let us neither presume on our own strength, nor distrust the divine assistance. But while we are doing our utmost endeavors, teach us still to depend on Thee for success. Open our eyes, O God, teach us out of of Thy divine law. Bless us with an exact and tender sense of our duty and a knowledge to discern. Fill our souls with such a deep sense and a full persuasion of those great truths which Thou hast revealed in the Gospel as may influence and regulate our whole conversation, and that the life which we henceforth live in the flesh we may life through faith in the Son of God. Oh, that the infinite perfections of Thy blessed nature and the astonishing expressions of Thy goodness and love may conquer and overpower our hearts, that they may be constantly rising toward Thee in flames of devoutest affection and enlarging themselves in sincere and cordial love toward all the world for Thy sake, and that we may cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in Thy fear, without which we can never hope to behold and enjoy Thee. Finally, O God, grant that the consideration of what Thou art and what we ourselves are may both humble and lay us low before Thee, and also stir up in us the strongest and most ardent aspiration toward Thee. We desire to resign and give up ourselves to the conduct of Thy Holy Spirit. Lead us in Thy truth and teach us, for Thou art the God of our salvation. Guide us with Thy counsel, and afterwards receive us unto glory for the merits and intercession of Thy blessed Son, our Savior. Amen.